don't know. I wouldn't say they're one-dimensional. You know.
Did he talk about trying to, you know, keep?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, we want to make them do, not do what their strength is. Their strength is running the game. You know, if we could get them into 3rd and 10. You know, 3rd and 8, things like that. That's when they're not as good. You know, when they get 3rd and 2, 3rd and 1. You know, that's when it's tough because they can pound it. And you know, Girard, he's pretty good at converting those things, those situations too. So we definitely want to make them one-dimensional.
Do you guys see a weakness there at the number 2 wide receiver spot with Mike Thomas? Obviously, that's a young guy. Some people think he might just be a slot if he were on another team, and then obviously shutting down him, they just, you know, you just have the Mike Sims Walker.
No, I don't think he's a weakness. You know, he's a young guy trying to make a name for himself, just same as me, same as a lot of young guys in this league. You know, when you're young, you know, you don't have the respect of some older guys. You know, and he's a good player. I can say that. You know, he's very fast and elusive, and he's good with the ball in his hand. So, you know, I don't think he's a weakness. You know, I think he's just a young guy trying to prove himself.
Well, number one, Robert, stop the run on Sunday. Is that the first thing you guys are trying to do?
Oh, definitely. You know, they're going to come in. Well, we're going to go down there. They're going to try to run the ball, you know, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to keep, they're going to stick with it in the fourth quarter and throughout the whole game. So, you know, we got to stop the run. That's our number one priority.
You feel there's something this defense has to prove to itself, to the rest of the league?
Oh, definitely. You know, everybody wants to prove everything, you know, and, you know, same as we said for all 32 teams. Everybody wants to prove who they are and, you know, come out and show the league on opening day. You know, we're a legitimate team to be reckoned with. And, you know, that's our goal, and I'm pretty sure it's the same for every other team.
Somebody asked you why this defense is going to be better, what would you say?
I wouldn't answer. I just say, you know, we're going to show you why.
Are you used to the heat and humidity down there? Well, how do you combat it? How do you deal with it?
Oh, you just got to go. You got to hydrate throughout the week and, you know, be mentally ready. You know, you're going to get tired. You're going to be breathing hard. It's going to be hot, you know. But you just got to suck it up and just go play.
Is it more mental than physical?
It's a lot of mental, but I definitely say it's physical too. You know, when that heat get on you and it's hard to breathe, you know, you just got to suck it up and go. But it's definitely, you know, mental, it's physical too, and mental.
Jamal told me he has a good chance maybe to lose 40 pounds. How about you?
If I lose 40 pounds, I might be a receiver or something, so I hope I don't do that.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Robert, can you talk about maybe taking advantage of some younger offensive tackles there in Jacksonville?
Oh, I'm just trying not to get taken advantage of myself. You know, I'm hoping they don't come out and tear me up. So I'm just going down and trying to make plays. You know, they're going to try to come after me, and I'm trying to go after them.
What do you see from those guys on tape?
You know, they look good. You know, they're very, you know, they work together well. You know, they're very aggressive, and, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us.
Even though Elvis can't help you on the field this year, can you still pick his brain? Josh was saying how he's kind of providing leadership still around the team. Can you still kind of draw on him a little bit to, you know, throughout the season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the one thing he said when he got hurt. You know, he's a very team-oriented guy. And, you know, he came to me and said, if you ever need anything, let him know. You know, I've been trying to pick his brain within reason, you know, not bug him too much, you know, because I know he has more important things going on with his health. So, you know, but he's always open to help whoever. You know, that's the one thing you love about him. He's a team leader, whether he's out on the field or injured. So we're going to lean on as much as we can.
So do you feel like this is the best that you've gone into the game? I mean, after the preseason that you've had, how good do you feel going into the season?
Oh, I feel real good. You know, I feel confident. You know, I feel like, you know, I know what to do. I know how to get it done. And, you know, I'm just going to go out and try to execute and try to win and try to lead this team, you know, and do whatever I can to win.
Guys are getting some of these veterans back this week, it looks like. How nice is it going to be to have a full complement of players in the game here?
Oh, it's going to be good. You know, you can never replace a guy like Dawkins or Champ or DJ. You know, having those guys out there, you know, can't really describe how good it's going to be, you know. But, you know, with that being said, you know, everybody else still got to do their job. We can't just rely on those guys. We got to bring our hard hats and be ready to hit and ready to play.
I mean, now that the season's starting, do you feel the I mean, without Elvis, do you feel the pressure now to replace him?
Oh, no, definitely not. You know, I put more pressure on myself than anyone else can. So the fact that he's not here, you know, there's no more pressure on myself. You know, and if he was here, you know, I would still expect the same thing from myself. You know, my expectations of myself and what I want to do this season didn't change because Elvis went out. I still want to dominate, and I still want to establish myself as a great player with or without Elvis. Of course, I wish he would be here, but I still have high goals for myself.